It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. It's quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. I'm Jim Galante along with Dustin Hockensmith. And in light of the commitment last week of four-star quarterback Christian Vaiu, we're going to take a look at Penn State's quarterback room. And it's an interesting discussion, Dusty, because theoretically, when Christian Vaiu arrives on campus, he could become the sixth member of the quarterback group. That's a lot of quarterbacks. And in this position group specifically, only one guy's going to play at a time, typically. You've got to assume someone is going to move on, correct?
I think there are multiple dynamics that are worth watching on this depth chart, which is why we're sort of talking about it in the first place. And there are some obvious ones. And there's, you know, I think just in general, Penn State has not been in this place a lot during James Franklin's tenure at Penn State, where they have an abundance at quarterback. And they are now, you know, with both the number at six and guys, you know, by the time Christian Vaiu arrives, guys who will project to have been on campus for 2, 3, 4, 5 years. You know, there's going to be experience and there's going to be numbers on the depth chart. And usually those things don't really go together in college football now. So there are definite situations. You hate to project the chaos of transfers, but that's what happens at the quarterback position. And there is a really good chance that by the time Christian Vaiu arrives in 2021, that at least one of these guys has moved on. And so one of the things I do want to get into is just the multiple dynamics to watch to see how they play out. You know, number one, I think, is just looking at the starting quarterback. What percentage chance, Jim, would you say Sean Clifford is here for a redshirt senior season and doesn't leave early for the NFL draft? And I think there's a pretty significant chance that he's back for his fifth year.
Yeah, and that's a good question. And I've always been on the Sean Clifford bandwagon. And I do think, especially with the new offensive coordinator, there is a chance for him to blow up this year. Some of this is going to depend on the success of the team. But combine the success of the team and Sean Clifford making that leap, and what the rest of the quarterback class looks like, it's possible. If I had to bet one way or another, I'd say I believe he'll be coming back. And what that does is I think this shapes up to be three different discussions among the quarterbacks, Dustin. At the top, you have Sean Clifford, who's the obvious starter. You know, if they want to talk about competition in the fall, fine. They can talk all they want. Sean Clifford's the starting quarterback. We know that. The question is, does Will Levis want to wait the two more years and have 1 year of eligibility left? Okay, that's at the top end. In the middle, you have the two guys, Taquan Robeson and Michael Johnson, in the same class, which creates that interesting dynamic. And then at the entry level, you have Micah Bowens, who will have 1 year advantage over Christian Vaiu. But you have those two, and the question is, could either one of them leap anybody in the seniority? So you could start that wherever you want, Dustin.
Okay, so let me start at the very top. You know, I think Sean Clifford and his likelihood of being around, it's the trickle-down effect to the rest of these situations. So with him, I think, you know, the same effect that Tom Brady going in the sixth round of the NFL draft can kind of have on quarterbacks, where it's like you just need your shot in the NFL. You know, he's proof that that you can accomplish anything if you just get that opportunity. I think there's a Joe Burrow effect in college football. And really, it was there before Joe Burrow. But I think, you know, he's really the selling point for college football, and he's going to be the selling point for like Will Levis. You know, all you need is 1 year. All you need is one shot to start, 1 year of film, and look what you can do if you make the most of it. That'll be the selling point to Will Levis. Now, can they get that backup, that talented backup, to stick around for that one shot a second straight time? You know, the odds suggest that they won't. You know, how many college football programs have managed to swing two quarterbacks in that direction? And by that, I mean with Tommy Stevens and then with Will Levis. So, you know, if Clifford has a sort of coming out kind of season, he'll have 2 years of game film, 1 year that could be pretty special if he has a big 2020 season. It is definitely not out of the question. It's not unheard of at all that he would move on. He will presumably have graduated by then. So if he looks like he could be a first, second, third round pick, you know, again, Joe Burrow proved all that stuff could be on the table. He could go, and then, you know, it's just going to be a convincing of Will Levis to stick around and wait for that one, maybe 2 year shot to start.
Yeah. And if you're Will Levis, do you look at this? And if you go back and see what Tommy Stevens did, where he waited and had 1 year of eligibility when he left and things didn't go his way, if you're Will Levis, you go through this season as the backup to Sean Clifford, and here are your options. You go into one more year where Sean Clifford is the obvious starter, and you're the backup, and you only have 1 year to show things, or especially if you have your degree or if things change the way it's expected where you're allowed one free transfer, if you're Will Levis, do you say, you know what, I could go somewhere else and have a two-year shot at this instead of a one-year? That's a tough decision to make. Now, the next level of the debate is the two, Taquan Robinson and Michael Johnson, who came in together, and there is going to be a point where James Franklin, Kirk Sciarca, the staff has got to say, who's next in the pecking order? And if you're not that next guy, it's going to be tough to stick around.
I think the odds of losing one of these guys is greater than the odds of losing Will Levis, you know, because Will Levis will have sort of light on the horizon, you know, like it'll come down to his decision making, whether he wants to hang and wait for that 1 year, which, you know, as you mentioned, we saw how that worked out for Tommy Stevens, which wasn't the best here. But these guys arriving at the same time, you know, if there's going to be the writing on the wall, and I think that determination will probably be made this year. And, you know, the spring depth chart came out and Roberson was listed ahead of Michael Johnson, and there was no or designation between them. But I think there, you and I both agree that there would have been. So I don't put too much into that. But I do think Roberson is ahead. And if it's starting to look like, you know, in that case, Michael Johnson is edged out and he isn't making progress up the depth chart, it would make all the sense in the world for him to try to get a restart someplace else. And, you know, frankly, whether I'm not projecting at this point which one that would be, but two guys arriving the same year, one of them is likely to leave. And I think that's how that situation is going to unfold as well.
And I know some people will probably react to this segment that we're doing and talk about how negative we are in talking about quarterbacks leaving. It's just the reality. That is the real world of college football quarterbacks right now. You're not going to keep all six of these guys happy. But it leads to, you know, one of the questions that I have here, Dustin, with this whole group, and I know we haven't really hit Micah Bowens and Christian Vaiu. You know, they're the next two guys in line. I'm not sure. Obviously, they will be competing with each other. But I want to make the question a little bit more broad here, Dustin. There will be six guys in that quarterback room next year, we presume. Among them, is there what you would label an elite quarterback? By that, I mean that's the guy who could take them to a Big Ten conference championship and to the college football playoffs.
I mean, elite, when it comes to their recruiting pedigree, no. When it comes to being a college quarterback, it's still the great unknown, because I, you know, the position itself is so dependent upon mental acumen, you know, and that's for the coaching staff to determine whether these guys do or don't have that sort of it factor when they recruit them. I think they're all these guys, their physical tools are fine. You know, you're not looking at any of these guys being a first round draft pick, I presume. You know, you're not, none of these guys are Justin Fields or Caleb Williams or guys that Penn State has really wanted on the recruiting trail. And philosophically, whether that makes a difference or not might depend on who you ask about that. Clearly, Penn State has reached this point by getting guys that they believe in the combination of their physical and their mental game, guys who fit what James Franklin's looking for. And if a quarterback does that, then he can grow into being elite, you know, and to circle back, Joe Burrow is the ultimate example because he was never considered elite on the recruiting trail either, but it all came together for him and he had such cool and such poise and was accurate and made good, quick decisions. You know, that's all part of the evolution and the development and probably part of what he had inside him that was not measurable when it came to being a high school quarterback. So there's the possibility exists for all these guys. You know, the possibility of that, it still exists, I think, for Sean Clifford. You know, he's just got to make that progress. It took Burrow a long time for that light bulb to come on and for all this stuff to come together. I think that scenario is out there for all these guys. I believe physically they are all good enough. It's just a matter of getting their shot and then making the most of it.
I wanted to bring something up here that I believe is relevant at this point in the conversation. Two different quarterbacks, both from Ohio. One of them came out in 2015, listed as a dual threat, was nationally ranked number 280 at his position number 8 and the 11th best player in Ohio. The other quarterback came out in 2017, listed as a pro style, 196th in the nation. Ironically, also 8th at his position and number 7 in the state. Do you know who those two quarterbacks are?
Sean Clifford, 2017. Joe Burrow, 2015. Proof, concrete, without a doubt, Sean Clifford's a better quarterback than Joe Burrow. Just proved it.
There you have it. If you're going to go by the ratings. But the point, obviously, here, Dustin, is it's not only about were they a five-star coming out, were they Justin Fields coming out, correct?
Correct. And I went into this, the programs like Penn State have a less and less chance of landing those quote-unquote sure things, those dynamic Justin Fields-type players. They're all going to the same 3, 4, 5 programs, and Penn State's looking to kind of get into that. But for now, they like what they have in these guys, and I don't blame them. You know, there's a good mix of quarterbacks, guys that they think can learn and develop into players that can impact the program, and I think they're probably going to be right. We're going to take a quick break here on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Jim's got questions for me right after this.
So what's so different about new Labatt Blue Citra? Could be the bright hop aroma or the crisp, clean finish that all come together for a new kind of refreshing. Brewed with Citra and Mosaic hops, all new Labatt Blue Citra delivers ultimate drinkability and a new way to get up and get out. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Everyone knows AAA gives you peace of mind when you're out on the road. But did you know you get other perks as well? Besides providing reliable roadside service for over 100 years, AAA also provides great discounts on entertainment, prescriptions, rental cars, hotels, insurance, and so much more. Take advantage of everything AAA has to offer. Purchase, renew, or upgrade your membership today at AAA.com.
This is Jim Galante with the Keystone Sports Network. We know there are a lot more important things going on than whether there are any sports. But we'd like to give you a little break from everything else happening in our world with some Penn State football talk. College football will come back. In the meantime, we hope you enjoy the Keystone Kickoff Show. Find all our shows at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the app Keystone Sports. Stay safe, and thanks for listening.